On today's Technobabble, video team volunteers. Where do you find them?
This is Tech No Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome everyone to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where I help you with video and graphic design each week and how you can use that in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I would love it personally if you would join the conversation. So either leave a comment below the video if you're watching on YouTube or over at trinitydigitalmedia.com, or head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. If you're watching the video, by the way, you will also see my Twitter handle under my name. That's Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllenCliff. So, how do you find people for your video team or for your tech team in general? I do have some ideas, some things that have worked for me, because at one time, in a very short span of time, about a month, I doubled our video team at church. And what was interesting is I wasn't in charge of it. I was in charge of a special event. Now, maybe that's tip number one, is start with the idea that you can find volunteers. They exist. You just need to know where to look. So you need to tell yourself over and over again, they're out there. What I do is cool. They will enjoy it. There's no reason why they wouldn't. You know, just tell yourself that over and over again. And the reason is because it's true. But you need to believe this. If you don't believe that the thing that you get to do for your church is cool and fun, and you kind of feel sorry for other people that do the other ministries, you kind of feel sorry for the musicians that they only get to play instruments, they don't get to do video, or whatever your ministry is. You kind of feel sorry for the children's ministry that they have to deal with children instead of doing technology. Now, I don't want you to look down on them. Don't hear me wrong. But what I mean is you must be in love with your own ministry enough that you want to share it. This isn't a burden. This is an opportunity for your friends, family, people in your church to change lives and eternities. That's something that really, really matters, something that will outlive them. So this is an opportunity you're giving away. So the first thing is fall in love with your ministry. The second thing is never, ever, ever cast a small vision. I've told this story more than once, but I'm going to tell it again. When I was looking for a job, probably 8 to 10 years ago, I saw an ad on Craigslist and I applied for it. And the guy said something to the effect of, well, what you do is you show up, you set up all the equipment, you know, whenever you want. That's fine. And then you leave, and then when the meeting is done, you tear down all the equipment. No big deal. I think he actually said, no big deal. So I took the job. I was good at it. But what I found out was either he was misperceiving or he had sold me a bill of goods, because I would get calls at all sorts of times of the day and night saying, oh no, this horrible thing has happened. What do we do? It turned out that it was a big deal. it wasn't the case that it was no big deal to set up and leave. And the problem was, this was an AV rental company that worked out of a hotel. Turns out that the problem was that the hotel, their housekeeping staff would often unplug things, and they wouldn't plug them back in. So I would get panicked calls 5 minutes before a business meeting was supposed to happen. And it turned out that in their changing of the rooms, they had, in fact, unplugged something and not plugged it back in. So 99 out of 100 times I would say, hey, no big deal. Look for a cable that's not plugged in by the wall. Plug that in. Does it work now? Yep. Okay. Good deal. Have a good day. That happened to me over and over and over again. So the vision was soft-sold to me. So that's the second tip, is after you fall in love with your vision, when you're actually talking to someone, don't soft-sell the vision. But that leaves out a very important piece in the middle, and that is, where do you find these people? Well, first off, my first tip in that area is keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open for people that might want to do it, and you just need to recognize it. A lot of times people are willing, they're just waiting to be asked. So you can look around, look for people that tend to hang around the tech stuff, or seem enthralled by it, or maybe they're people that are somewhat techie in nature. Look for those people. See if you can strike up a conversation and mention that you're looking for people and ask them if they'd be interested. If they say, no, I'd rather do music, that's fine. You don't want people that don't want to do what you want to do. Introduce them to the appropriate people. Also look for teenagers, children, older children, like 11, 12 years old, teenagers, people that you can mentor and bring along as part of the team. You see, we have this myth in Western society that the lonely artist makes all the great content. And while it's true that committees can bog down and make things hard, a lead artist leading a school of apprentice artists can accomplish quite a lot. In fact, more than just the solitary artist can by him or herself. So you want to be looking for someone that you can lead into. You want to be looking for someone who has an interest that you can fan into flame. I think the best example of this is if you can find someone that has a general aptitude and you can help make them an expert to the point where they end up working at a local television station, they do freelance video work, etc., because of the skills that you have taught them, that is very, very powerful. So I want to suggest to you that that's something that you should consider. So, look for people that you can build into. Next, look for people that are already doing something kind of like what you have in mind. So, you might not see a professional videographer with an E&G camera on their shoulder. Don't look like that. Instead, at the next church social gathering, the next time that there's something going on, look for someone who is taking photographs, preferably with a DSLR. So if you see someone with a DSLR taking photographs, chances are they understand focus, they understand exposure, they understand shutter speed, they understand a lot of the things, they understand composition. you can take a look at their pictures. When they're done, you might notice, oh, this person already knows the rule of thirds. They already understand lead room. They already understand headroom. They understand composition. They're already 90% of the way there. So consider that person as someone that you can bring onto the team. So look for someone with similar talents. If there's someone that's techie, or maybe someone who plays an instrument, but it's not an instrument you use at your church, it's possible that that person would be good at the lyrics part of the projection process, because they would have the rhythm down. They would know what they would want to see as a musician, as a singer, etc. So look for people with some skills that you can translate. Then also see if you can bring people out of the woodwork. Here's what I suggest. In the old days, we might have called it a camcorder clinic. Maybe you create a class, a free class, because this is a recruiting tool. Create a free class to talk about particular aspects of what you do in your church and help them out in their regular life. So, for example, you could create a camcorder clinic, a basic video class, something where people who are interested in this area can learn from you on how to do it. What this is stealth training for your video team. Do that. Also, you can do a presentation workshop. A lot of people do presentations at work. Why not help them out? And you can also get a list of people that are interested in doing presentations. Ah, sneaky. So then you have a group of people that out of 20 of them would join your team, but that's one more than you have. So that's something else. Next, always keep in mind that you're looking for people. Who can help you? Who has a background? Who would be interested in what you do? That's something that's really the secret of the success I had in this one situation, is I was always thinking, okay, where can you help me? How can I get better at this? What can we do that will help advance the mission of the church? That's really, really important. So, keep in mind, who is someone that you can ask in? Maybe it's someone that's not involved at all. I know every time in my life group when we're talking about serving in the church, I pipe up and say, you know, we're looking for people on the video team. Just curious, if you're interested, we've got openings on the video team, etc. So just always don't think make it or break it. Keep an outcome independence mindset of, you know, if they're not interested, I'm no worse off. If they are interested, I've gained a volunteer. Think of it that way. Approach it from a I have nothing to lose perspective, and I think that you'll accomplish a lot. So, here are my tips, just to review them. 1, fall in love with your ministry. 2, never soft sell the vision. 3, look for younger people that you can call in. 4, look for people that have an aptitude for something basically related. 5, I want you to always be asking, always be keeping it top of mind that you need people in this area. I think if you do all those things, you'll be surprised how many people come out of the woodwork. Remember, most people are just waiting to be asked. they need someone to say, hey, what's going on? And when you ask, by the way, a couple of tips. I mentioned one. Keep independent about the outcome. You don't care. It would be nice if they would join your team, but if they join another team, you've just helped someone else. If they don't, that's fine too. So keep that. And don't say someone's no for them. Let them say it for themselves. So you might be looking across the room and you might say, oh, Dr. So-and-so would be perfect, but he's so busy. Or Jane over there, she'd be great at it, but she just had some kids. Or Susie over there would be great, but she's a lawyer and she just surely doesn't have time. Does she? You don't know any of those are absolutely the case. It could be that the doctor is looking for a way to blow off some steam. Could be that the mother is looking for a good excuse to leave the kids with her husband. It could be that the lawyer really always wanted to do something creative but doesn't have an outlet. So look for these opportunities. Don't say someone's no for them. And I think that you'll find that you can go out and change eternity. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, thumbs up this video. If you found it interesting, if you found it helpful, then share it with your friends. That's the best thing you can do to help us get the word out. Until next time. Oh, and if you haven't subscribed, I don't know why not. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com, subscribe, and you can get this content delivered automatically to your smartphone or to your computer for free. Free, I'm telling you. So head over there, and there's plenty of links on all the shows. And until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com.